It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the pandemic-altered school year nearing an end, one group of students is celebrating an unusual win, a change in the consent forms used in 18 school-based clinics in Denver Public Schools. Manuel High School senior Serenity Sudabong says the old forms were problematic for many students and parents, including those for whom English is a second language.
I looked at them and I instantly just didn't want to read it. All the writing was extremely small and it was so long. You know, it was about 20, 25 pages.
But the students in her writing class analyzed the forms and made suggestions to Denver Health, which runs the clinics in collaboration with the school district. Denver Health agreed and changed them. Now some 12,000 students that the clinics serve will be using the new forms. The U.S. Forest Service has temporarily banned camping in some areas near the Front Range. CPR Sam Brash reports the move is meant to help the areas recover from record wildfires and a record number of visitors.
Regan Cloudman is with the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest. She says officials have decided to limit places where people can just pull off the road and camp.
There are fewer places to disperse camp between fire closures and some recovery work in those areas. And so we just really encourage people to plan ahead before they head out.
Popular areas near Winter Park and Evergreen will now only be open during the daytime. Those closures will last for a year or longer. Most developed campsites are still open, but officials say reservations are going fast. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A champion cyclist was killed in suburban Denver Sunday by a driver suspected of being under the influence. Gwen Inglis was riding in the bike lane when a car drifted over and hit her. She died at a hospital. The driver was arrested at the scene. Inglis was a multiple national road race champion and an icon in the Colorado cycling community. Taste of Colorado returns to Denver this summer after taking last year off because of the pandemic. Organizers say this year's event will be different. Instead of bringing dozens of booths to Civic Center Park, Taste of Colorado will host food tasting and events out of restaurants, food trucks, and venues around downtown. The free event is over Labor Day weekend. Metro Denver and the Front Range, much of Colorado, have the chance for more rain through today and tonight. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.